Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners. Today is Friday, November 16th, and I'm here with two very special guests. I have here with me two incredible fifth graders who had some special opportunities recently that they're going to share with you. So I'm going to turn the whole entire podcast over to them and let them take it from here.
Okay, Shaylen, tell us about the entire experience of being the teacher.
So we got to teach some third graders about how to create their own rubrics, putting different categories and the scoring of how you do the rubric.
It's pretty cool. What was interesting about creating the rubric instead of the teacher giving you one?
We got to make our own ideas instead of having like a fixed rubric. So that instead of the teacher saying like, this is what you need to do, we could create our own rubric so we know the exact way of how to get 100%.
Yeah. What was challenging about creating the rubric?
So the different ideas we had to make, some of us had the same ideas, so we had to combine some ideas. What do you think it was like teaching the third graders?
It was pretty cool. It's like we got to lead them. We got to be the teachers. We didn't have to follow the exact directions of what the teacher said. We could help them along.
Why should teachers give students opportunities to take over?
Because then the students feel like they're a bigger part of the classroom. They feel like they can do more things. They're not limited to specific procedures.
Mm-hmm. And last question, what did you learn about yourself throughout this experience?
I learned that I can be a leader. I experienced many new character traits. Also, I learned that I could take over. Earlier, I thought I was a little shy, but now I know I'm not. Hi, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the rubric we created.
So some of the categories we had for our colonial advertisement were advertisement criteria, design and presentation, and effort. To get 100% is you tried as hard as you possibly can, you focused, you used your class time very wisely, and you finished the product.
For conventions and grammar, in order to get exceeded expectations, we had to no spelling or grammar mistakes.
So then if that was for exceeded, what was for met, like which we call 100%? Met or mastered? Which one did you guys choose? Your class chose mastered.
So then for mastered, we would have about one or two spelling or grammar mistakes.
So to get 100%, you could do one or two spelling or grammar mistakes. Talk me through the process of why you chose one or two for that.
If we were to do like a technology, like Google Draw, we would have spell check. So because we're doing it on paper, we don't have spell check, and since it's our whole project, there might probably be at least one grammar error.
We're not robots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then after you decide what was 100%, then you went through the approaching and below and said, okay, what if I'm not quite there, and then what evidence will be there if I'm really not even close to there? So like, read us your below category for advertisement criteria.
For advertisement criteria, we had one or fewer propaganda techniques because we had to have at least 3 propaganda techniques. And then we had too much or little text.
We had that one because too much, because this is a billboard. A lot of time, you could kind of compare a billboard to like an infographic. It doesn't have that much text, but it has a lot of images too.
And then 3 or less colonial categories. So for all the colonial categories, we had the location of our colony, the overall economy, government, the religion, history, and life. And if you had 3 or less, then you would really not have much criteria on your colonial advertisement.
Right. And so how did you, like, you kind of just discussed this together as a class, and what was the role of the teacher? So what did your teachers do in the room while you guys were creating this?
Yeah, but overall, we did most of the work. They didn't do much.
Right. They were just typing in as you guys were talking and discussing, and we didn't, some of the words that might be more fifth grade words, we wanted to keep in fifth grade language because that was authentic to the kids versus changing it to sound all teacher-like.
Some of the obstacles we faced having to help the third graders create their rubrics are trying to, like, give them hints, but not really giving away the actual answer to getting the required parts, and, like, the 1, 2, 3, 4, or the skilled points, like how, like their percentage that they will get on their final product.
One of the other harder parts was they don't have, like, the enhanced vocabulary that we do, so we had to, like, if we had, like, a word that they don't know, we'd have to find a synonym for that word so they would understand it.
Like, when they said, for example, like, good, you tried to help them and come up with a more descriptive adjective to put in the rubric, right? And so for your rubric, you had exceeded, mastered, approaching, and below. What was it like for the third graders?
For the third graders, it was like pro, skilled, improving, and better next time.
Right, it sounded more like third grade, but that was what we were trying to get at. That was really the students leading, and you as the teachers now, even though you were students as teachers, Mr. Phillip and Mr. Shaylin, then you had to take a step back too as the teacher and really let the students come up with the ideas for the rubric.
For their number three, which represented 100%, they had skilled, which met the criteria, which was they had all three paragraphs plus their intro and concluding sentence.
So you guys did your advertisements, but the third graders did a thankful essay that they were writing.
Yep.
Do you have any newfound respect or understanding for what teachers do day in and day out with students?
No doubt, probably, because all these teachers here, we wouldn't know how to teach these third graders of how to create their own rubrics or most of the technology features that we know how to do if it wasn't for these teachers.
They gave us, in the past, they've given us sample rubrics so we could have a better understanding for what we're doing now. So we had some background information for this. They didn't know what was coming, but it's kind of what an everyday teacher does.
Was it hard work being a teacher?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you boys did an incredible job. Thanks so much for being part of the Roar Podcast. Any parting words for our audience here?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org, and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.